The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's the final Mr. Grumps, Mr. Grumpy of 2021. If you want to get involved with the show, then here are the festive contact numbers.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
Or more appropriately,
cancel the kitchen scraps for lepers and orphans. No more merciful beheadings. And call off Christmas.
That's the one.
Exactly. Alan Rickman. That's the second time I played it. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yeah.
Show stealer. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wonderful film.
Morning to you, sir.
Morning. How are you?
How's the... I'm very well, thank you. Tickety-boo. I'm not feeling festive, but next week, maybe. When I'm up.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, everybody, nobody's really helping the situation, are they? Merry Christmas, yeah, right.
Christmas, don't go to France.
Yeah, don't go to France. Oh, and of course, you can't come into Spain if you've not been double jabbed, and you can't go here and you can't go there.
It's just the season of goodwill to all men, etc.
Well, yeah, not if you want to go to France. But anyway, that's
by the by.
Go on.
Go on then. So, let's get the... Sorry, I'm just choking on my Christmas apple. Let's get the biggie out of the way first, because you, like me, like a bit of motor racing.
I do. Although I can't, you know, people... I noticed that people were having a go at the result of the last Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Yes.
And one of the arguments is, we'll name seven of the circuits. If you're such a, you love motor racing so much, name seven of the circuits and name 10 of the drivers apart from the top four. And the fact is, you don't have to know all those things to enjoy watching these cars go round in circles. I'm not that... I can't name all the drivers and I can't name all the circuits.
Right.
But what I can do is tell you that Sunday's result was absolutely diabolical.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing. I mean, people say, you haven't read the rule book. But it's a sport should be... It's like, I don't know the ins and outs of rugby league, for example, or boxing, but I know a fix when I see one.
Well, to me, I mean, I don't know whether anybody's listening to this, but what happened was...
It's a small news story. You may have seen it across your fleetingly.
What happened was Hamilton was 14 seconds in front of Verstappen, right? And there was a yellow flag incident where the safety car came out, and they all have to close up the gaps, and they can't do this and they can't do that. And then there was a decision, and I can only compare the decision, which was in a football match where a guy has been brought down in the centre circle and the referee has decided to give a penalty.
Very good indeed, yeah.
And that's basically what happened. And they let three cars through instead of the six cars through.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just didn't... Go on, explain to me what happened.
Well, I mean, I can't either. Because, I mean, I spoke with, the Padre, who was an ex-professional international racing driver, and he was like, it's a joke anyway. It's a fluid interpretation of the rules. Now, you can't have... This is where I get grumpy. You can't have a fluid interpretation of the rules. I'm very sorry. It either is or it isn't. And this is the whole thing. And the director of racing said, first of all, that he wasn't going to let... There were four cars between... And I'm sorry if you are doing it again, but there were four cars between Hamilton and Verstappen with one lap to go. First of all, they said those four cars can't unlap themselves.
No, which three meant, through.
Yeah, and easy tiger. And so we thought, fine, even with Max on this Verstappen on a fresh set of rubber, we will, you know, there's no way he can overtake four cars in one lap. Or if he could, it'd be absolutely brilliant, exciting. That is the nature of sport. But then the director of racing said, you know what? Let's make it more exciting and let those four cars pass, which meant there was no gap between Verstappen and Hamilton, which means Hamilton was, in Toto Wolff's, the Mercedes boss' own words, a sitting duck. Now, I never heard a German say a sitting duck before. But that's what he said. And the rest, as they say, is history. Max sailed past and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But last night was the awards ceremony in Paris for the where Max was given his the FIA awards. And Max picked up his Formula One championships. And Sir Lewis Hamilton, as he is now, and Toto didn't go.
Oh, right. Okay, well, that's what gives that...
They're a long way from Kansas now, Toto, as the saying goes. So
click your heels.
Click your heels three times and pick up, you know, and pick up your knighthood on the way out. Good analogy, Grumps, by the way. One WhatsApp's just come in again.
Oh, right, good. I'm pleased someone's listening.
The other thing, let's get off the F1 thing, because they're going to have a long, hard look. But Lewis Hamilton got a knighthood.
Yes.
Right, okay. And pictures appeared in the papers and on that internet thing. And the amount of abuse that he gets is just quite something. I mean, they're saying tax dodging, so-and-so, he's going to live in Monaco.
Unfortunately, we've got this thing called the interweb, you know. Well, you know.
I've heard
I am on Twitter, I am on Facebook, I am on Instagram. I'm not a massive user. I follow a maximum of 100 people on Twitter, mostly comedy.
And me.
And you. Mostly like jokes and silly stories and a few friends and a few sportsmen that I enjoy their banter. But it's some of the stuff on there is vile. I mean, it is absolutely vile. It's just they hide. These people would never say that to anybody to their face.
Trolling.
Yeah. And also, you know, they close an account, they open another account. Yeah. So I don't think Hamilton should get any stick. He pays tax somewhere.
Yeah. But if you remember in the 70s, whenever he goes, David Niven, Roger Moore, Jackie Stewart, they always lived in Switzerland in the 70s, because it was, the tax rate in the UK in the 70s was preposterous.
Yeah, but I wonder if someone all of a sudden turn around to these people that turn around and say, well, tax dodge, you shouldn't get it. All of a sudden they win God knows how much and they have to start paying tax. And they go to the accountant, and the first thing their accountant says to them, well, there are ways round this, you know, so that we don't pay ridiculous amounts of money. And, you know... In an ideal world, I suppose everybody pay their share.
Well, you know, I had a meeting with my rock and roll accountant, who I must say is probably the. I was at school with him, so he kind of knows me. But we were going through what was laughingly called my financial affairs the other day, we're having a robust rethink. And I said, if I get slammed in any more and get embargoed one more time, because you know I live next to a reservoir, I said, what I'm going to do, and I've got these 17 foot rowing boats, these big ones. I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a cabin on the back of one of the boats, I'm going to row out to the middle of the lake, if it's still there, and I'm going to declare myself an offshore financial centre. And he looked at me and he went, that's not a bad idea. I'm not sure.
Anyway, so that's it. So you agree with me that it was a dodgy result?
Because sport is sport is inherently dramatic, right? Sport, if you think of all the great sporting events that you've seen, the guy who comes back, gets knocked down, comes up, Tyson Fury.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That wasn't stitched, was it? I mean, that was a sporting event. All those last, Arsenal versus Liverpool, all those great sporting events where something happens. So sport is inherently dramatic. You do not need to make it exciting.
No, not especially that. Not that, he was winning. He was. Yeah. It's almost anyway. Enough of that.
And a quick one is perhaps this is from Max, who says, "Hi, Sir Giles." Well, I like somebody's got the title, although I am obviously the Marquis d'Estaing. Perhaps all fans there should get a refund. Cheers and Merry Christmas.
Anyway.
What else has been crossing the Grumps radar?
The phone that never was.
I'm sorry?
The phone that never was. I'm trying to get my hands on a new phone, a particular model. I'm not mentioning the name of it, but it's almost impossible to get at the moment.
Is it a Casio?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Bakelite.
Valve operated.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went to my, I've been to the food, I don't particularly want to pay for it in one go, but my service provider, my phone company offers deals on phones. You can, if you sign another contract for 2 years or 3 years, you can pay X a month, which suits me better than paying 1,300 euros. So I phoned them up, asked them for the phone. They said they haven't got one, but they'd let me know when it's in stock and that we go ahead. So the phone go, my phone, I get a message saying your phone that you wanted is in stock. Would you like to call? And we'll sort it all out. So I called them up, said, yes, please, thanks very much, I'll have that phone. Get an SMS message saying it's orders taken and it's on its way. And then we're just checking the address. He said, oh, your address is, the address that you've given me is not the same address that we've got here. And it's one of these things where the post office has changed the address. It's exactly the same address, but they've moved two words around, or it's now kilometre 10 instead of kilometre 5 because they've changed roundabouts or something.
Ah, right. Yes.
You know, anyway, so we finally got that. And then she said, oh, okay, then that's all right. Ah, the phone's gone. I said, well, what do you mean it's gone? She said, well, whilst we were changing the address, someone sold it to somebody else. I said, but I got an SMS message saying it's on its way.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, it's gone.
What are they? Are there, is it, do we have highwaymen? Are there footpads awaiting you?
But apparently there's like, the whole of the company's got like one phone that they're all fighting over. And, you know, I've actually got, I've literally got a message from Vodafone.
Other service providers are available.
Yeah, and probably mess you about just the same, to say that my order is confirmed and, you know, it's on the way to the address. And it's not.
I reckon that's it.
So, you know, you sit there, because they hadn't got my address right.
Yeah, because there'd been another roundabout put there.
They hadn't got my address right, I'd lost the order. So I phoned up again yesterday and I said, any news on the phone? So she said, no, we're still out of stock. So I said, well, what should I do? She said, well, phone up in the morning. I said, I'm not going to phone you every day. Like, if it put one away, say that it's sold and send it to me. Yes, sir, I'll let you know anyway. So I've still got...
What day are we... you still got the Casio, the valve operated?
I've still got the old phone. And, of course, it's like... it was there. I could almost touch it. It was, you know, it was almost, it almost
like,
in
like,
my
you mean
head.
Like Hamilton in the F1 Championship?
Well, no, much worse than that. It was much worse than that. It was happening to me.
Ah, right.
Yeah, I mean, get priorities,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Sorry, Grim. If you want to get in touch with Rums, if you want to say hello, then this is the festive hotline.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio at tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
952 78 4000, joined by the Grumpmeister himself, who's particularly festive, battling away valiantly on his old phone. If you want to get involved with the show, 952 78 4000 is the phone number. Send us a festive greeting now. TV series,
yeah. I'm watching, we like a TV series.
Do we?
Well, we do in our house.
Right, okay.
And we really enjoyed something called The Morning Show, which was a American thing with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
Anyway, so we watched that series a couple of years ago, and then they brought out a new series. So we decided to, we'll just have a look at that. Anyway, the first episode came up. I haven't got a clue. I cannot remember. I know basically what the storyline was.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. I remember two of the characters. But within the first 10 minutes, Patty and I and Sarah's here at the moment saying, who's that? What did he do? What was that? And Paul, stop. Well, wasn't he then? What's happened? And we're trying to work out for the first 20 minutes who the characters are. And so what I'm saying is, if you're going to bring out a second series...
Yeah.
And another one of these called Blacklist, which was a really, with James Spader.
I'd heard about that, yeah.
That came after the 20th series of 25 episodes, yeah. I just ran out of steam. I just couldn't keep up with it anymore because, you know, I just don't know who anybody, I know the main characters, but after, if they keep the main characters all the same.
Yeah.
it's a little bit of a help. But this one, I just don't get it. And the other thing with TV series,
yep.
The other one I watched was one called, can't remember what it was called.
Okay.
Anyway, it was on for four nights.
Right.
A Sunday and a Monday of 1 week and a Sunday and Monday of another. It's about a guy who supposedly murdered someone and was on trial, and they gave a, watched four nights of him on trial.
Right.
But there was no end. Oh, literally, there was no ending. I mean, literally, no ending.
Well, they just went, oh, and by the way, that was it.
Well, basically, what they did is they gave you four different endings, and then the screen went black.
Okay, so you're supposed to
choose your own. So I've got one ending. Yeah. Patty's got another ending. Sarah's asleep.
I would go for the musical ending. You know, the song and dance number.
No, but it was. But why? I've sat through four nights of this. Right, give me an ending. If I don't like it. I don't like
you
it.
You see, I was massively invested in Game of Thrones, but I never saw the eighth series, and I got such thing about the ending of Game of Thrones. I don't think I actually want to anymore.
Well, I actually enjoyed Game of Thrones, even though I got lost in it in around about series three or four.
Uh-huh.
I actually loved it, but I don't know why. It was so ridiculous.
Exactly.
But I can't wait for the offshoots of it. The other one was called... You Don't Know Me. It was the name of the other show.
Right, okay. The one that ended
and I'm glad I don't know him.
Talking about shows making comebacks, I mean, because you know they had that Friends reunion, which wasn't. It was just them sitting around talking about their plastic surgery or whatever it was.
Hmm.
But they had Sex in the City, then, was it? And Just Like That. Did you hear about this one that came back?
Yeah, we watched. No, I'm not watching it. Sarah's watching it.
It is quite frightening, because you know that thing about, you know, time being a relative concept? And I was living in London when Sex and the City came out, 20-whatever years ago, and I remember it sort of like being... I mean, I was in the sun because of Sex and the City, that's another story. But it was young and fresh in the whole thing, and now it's come back, and you go like, blimey, O'Reilly.
That is Sarah's exact words when she was watching it. One of the guys came on, and she went, oh, my God, he's got so old. Yeah. Well, that's what happens in 20 years. You know, they do look... It was on, and I was watching it in the background. I've never watched it. I've never... That's not been my type of show. But they did look pretty... dreadful, all of them. I mean, sometimes you've got to come up with something a little bit fresh. But you see, film companies and TV studios have always done this.
Mm.
You know, for years, I mean, for years and years and years, they play safe. They'll go for, you know, the James Bond. There's 20 James Bond films. There's, you know, the Death Wish this and Death Wish 10 and Death Wish 120. You know, they go with safe... remakes,
but so, yeah, I mean, but he's in Death Wish 120. But you know, you were in the business as we know, and let's face it, Friday.
Have I ever mentioned that?
You may have. Just I wanted to tell the listeners about the car parking space. I think that's brilliant. But the thing is, with the Death Wish, you know, Friday night. You'd come back from on the way back, you'd stop off for a Friday night sort of, or when you got home at, like, you know, from the pub, you'd pop on whatever was in, and if it was a Death Wish film, it was like, yeah, okay, Death Wish 7, let's go for it, hooray!
Yeah, but the problem is, they're franchises,
yeah.
and they are really, really annoying, because they have, it's a cop-out. There's lots and lots of scripts out there, or have been for years and years. I mean, have you noticed now when they make a film comes up? It used to be a film would come up and it'd come up like Columbia TriStar, Warner Brothers,
yeah.
Paramount, DreamWorks, one name.
Now
there's a list of companies that have invested in this film, and I've not heard of any of them. You know, very rarely do you get like a proper Warner Brothers film. You will, like, with the new, they've remade West Side Story.
Yeah, Spielberg.
How? Why?
Why? Because it needs... Because, you know, it needs... Everything needs a reboot. Well, it's 60 years, isn't it? That's the thing. It's the 60th anniversary.
It's still a fantastic film.
Ah, yes, but they'll need to bring in a couple of, you know...
What?
Bring up to date. Now, of course,
every Puerto Rican in the film is Puerto Rican.
Yes.
And everybody's in their correct part, and, you know, they've made sure there's no...
Well, there's obviously somebody will be identifying as a, will be Puerto Rican, but identifying as a toaster, for example. That's, when anybody asks me what
I
identify.
Why do I think you're not taking this too seriously?
Because everybody's been gushing about, oh, West Side Story, the whole thing. But it is. There are some films which are perfect, which do not need to be remade.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine them doing Casablanca again? You know, with a woke Casablanca.
Yeah, actually filmed in Casablanca.
With a local cast of characters, that would be quite something.
No, the whole thing, these TV shows, you know, make two or three series, but make them continuous. There's a couple that work. It's like there's like probably only four central characters.
Yeah.
Right, and you know they like Billions is one of them, which is a very good one. Succession is very good because it's the whole family unit, and there's only two things. But once you start getting to... This one that I'm watching didn't really... I'm almost watching a different series, if you know what I mean. It's like... It's not relating much to the old one. But no doubt it will get itself sorted out.
Just think about the worst remake I've ever seen. Had to be Dirty Washing Scoundrels when they made it with two female leads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, so it was kind of an aware version.
But then they also did Oceans, didn't they do one of the Oceans film?
An all-girl Oceans film.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting one.
And Ghostbusters.
Yes, that flop. Yeah, exactly. That flop like a what's it? But there you go. What are you looking forward to? We've got 6 minutes. What are you looking forward to? What do you think? What presents? What special gifts do you think that 2022 has lined up for you? Oh, Gruntmeister.
iPhone 13 Pro Plus Max, please, Father Christmas. I will believe in you. we've given up buying each other presents now, pretty much. We were going to Tenerife, a load of us, 13, but that got cancelled because of Spain's rule. One of the kids, I think I mentioned, is 12 years old and hasn't had a vaccine, so 13 of us can't go to Tenerife. And I'm not blaming the kid, I'm blaming Spain. Because it's ludicrous. So we go out to Kenyatta or one of the shopping centres. We buy each other a couple of presents that we choose. So it's not one of those things of opening up a present and going, oh, that's lovely, and chucking it in a drawer and never using it again. So we choose our own presents.
Don't you have the drawer that you put presents you're going to re-gift to somebody?
That's booze with us. That's booze. Yeah. You know, everyone comes and brings us a bottle because we don't drink.
Yeah.
So we just put that into stock and make sure we put the name on it near it so that we don't give it back to the same person. Years ago, someone we had this thing when I was much, much younger, about 40 years ago. Someone brought round a box of Contro sticks.
Right.
And they got it became a joke. So they brought them to us, and then we took them round to the next person we went to. And these box of chocolates went round for about 4 years, right? And then it used to get disguised. So like start off, it used to be just the Contro sticks in a box.
Yeah.
But then of course it would be in a carton, a very big carton with paper in it and straw, and you take it all out, and there would be the Contro box.
Oh, that's genius! Absolutely.
And that went on for years and years and years, and until in fact that. You know, one day that we picked up the package and the Contro sticks had just rotted away and they started leaking through the suturing. Years and years that went on for.
So yeah, looking forward to that one. Absolutely. I'm just thinking what I had Japanese calligraphy sets. Somebody gave to me. I was like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Right into the drawer. You know.
Oh no, never. We kept gifts down to a minimum these days, just because you know we. Lucky enough to, when we want something, we go and get it. I mean, I've got my daughter and my wife buying me the most amazing things. Absolute, amazing. You know, over the years, my wife Patty's bought me, you know, silver pen knives, pill boxes, toothpicks, everything. Sarah has these most amazing things made for me. But the thing is, they just literally, they are fantastic gifts to have.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I go out and choose something, I'll go and choose a shirt that I'm actually going to wear tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if they're listening, I'm not being ungrateful. I do love my presents.
And I what's your view on people who wear comedy outfits for Christmas sort of thing? I mean, the festive, because you're a stylish gentleman. I mean, looking today, I see we've got the memo about the scarves.
Yeah, the
today.
Memo about the scarves.
It's
yeah.
cold. It's cold in the studio. But I mean, we've got Christmas lights just coming.
You
in.
Could not get me in a Christmas jumper, but I mean, I have worn one under sufferance, I think, once.
Right.
But you know, I actually, the only thing I do wear is a black and white Bar Humbug hat. I will not put a paper hat on my head.
Right.
Right. Nothing in the world will get me to do that. I will not play chess board games in the afternoon. No, not interested.
Not interested.
I have zero interest in putting a jumper on with a reindeer with his eyes glittering over my nipples. No.
Excuse me. I walked in the other day, and the Reverend Dave was sitting in here with his Christmas jumper, which had Baby Yoda on it, and he tried having it because that's his Christmas jumper.
Oh yeah,
the Star Wars one. And, no. I don't do all that.
No, absolutely not.
What's going to be a Christmas movie of? Do you think in the afternoon?
Probably either White Christmas or Singing in the Rain.
Marvellous. I'll probably get
through. I don't know. It's not Christmas unless I'm watching Singing in the Rain. And I love all these old black and white films and everything like that. And I make Sarah watch them, and I'd say to her, come on, watch this film. It's great. It's fantastic. And she just mists over and says, no, not really, Dad. Not. I've got her to watch a couple.
Yeah.
But Singing in the Rain, White Christmas, Danny Kaye, Bing Crosby.
Do you sing along?
No, I'd probably have a cry. For hold of my favourite film, of course, all time, is like The Five Pennies with Danny Kaye.
Oh, blimey.
That's a good, that'll get a tear out of me.
Exactly. Well, it's been a grumpy and good year. Oh, finally, just tell them, this I think this is brilliant, the parking story when you, of Peter Cook.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, years and years and years ago, as everybody knows, I used to have a shop in
Hampstead. Did
Hampstead.
You really?
I know. I used to have a shop in Hampstead that used to rent videos, one of the first in London. And one of my customers was Peter Cook. And brilliant. Peter Cook was the most amazing nutcase you've ever met in your life. I mean, anything you saw on the TV multiplied 10 times in real life.
Right.
And he had a fantastic house in Perrins Walk in Hampstead. And everyone was allocated a parking space. Parking space in Hampstead is like gold dust. They used to change hands for more than houses.
Right.
And he had a parking space outside his house, and people used to park in it all the time. But he was a raving lunatic with drink. And anyway, to cut a long story short, just to stop people parking in his parking space, he bought a car that sat there for 7 years, and he never drove it once. In fact, he did drive it once, and as he pulled out of the lane, he went straight into the back of a police car.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Grubs, we're almost out of time. Whatever you're up to, enjoy your movie, enjoy your festive season, and we'll see you in the new year.
Look forward to it.